Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alphonse Morris. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Alphonse Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp takes first base on ball four. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. May reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is called out on strikes. two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Fitzmaurice moves to second. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fitzmaurice moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fitzmaurice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzmaurice hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams is thrown out after the base hit. Morales scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bradley. Keough moves to third. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fitzmaurice hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bob Spence pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morales moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Lee Richard pinch runs for Bob Spence. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. McKinney moves to third. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 4 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann strikes out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Morales is hit by the pitch. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Terry Forster. Steve Hunt's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt's takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Steve Hunt's. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.